Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Once upon a time in 1917, in the country of Russia, there was what's called a revolution, which means that there were people that wanted to change the government, and they got rid of the old government in order to put in a new government. Now, that could be a good thing, that could be a bad thing, it depends. In the case of the United States of America, the revolution was a very good thing in 1776, I believe, in which the colonists overthrew the British government that was unfairly taxing them, not letting them have representation, and so forth. And as a result, we have the great United States of America with many wonderful things about it. It's very good for Jewish people, very good for people in the world in general, and so forth. Now, this particular revolution, which took place in Russia in 1917, turned out to be a disastrous, terrible revolution because it produced the Soviet Union, which was a communist government and a dictatorship, which means that there was a very, very powerful and, in this case, usually a very, very mean, even monstrous leader. And they did not allow Jewish people to practice Torah mitzvahs. The very, very terrible 60 or so years that followed this revolution. And they overthrew the king, who at that time was named Tsar Nikolaya. I'm not sure, if I'm not mistaken. Tsar Nikolaya. He was a Tsar, which means a king. And his name was Nikolaya. Now, I don't say that he was a good person. Many of the Tsars were not good people at all. Many of them were very cruel. But none of them came anywhere near being as cruel or as terrible to the Jewish people as the communist government, which followed the revolution in 1917. So our story today, this is not a history lesson, it's just the background you need to understand the story. So this revolution took place in 1917, and the Tsar, Nikolaya, was overthrown. That means that he was no longer king, and in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that they killed him. And they found a certain teacher, a teacher of Chassidus, a teacher, a very special person, very holy person, was a teacher of many, many, many students, teaching them Torah, teaching them mitzvahs, and they found him crying. And his friend said to him, "Why are you crying?" Because a monstrous, terrible czar has been overthrown. "So what? What's the big deal?" He said, "I'm crying because how will I teach next generation what it means when we say that Hashem is a king?" Now, of course, Hashem is not a king like a regular king. It's infinitely more than that. But to understand what Hashem is, sometimes we use a mashal of a father to children, or a husband to a wife, and so forth. Many other examples that we use to try to understand a little bit of the greatness of Hashem. One of these examples that we use is the example of a king, that we are the subjects, we are the citizens of the king's kingdom, and Hashem is the king. The idea that Hashem is the king, that he is all powerful and so forth, it's very difficult for us to understand, and to think of him as a king helps very much, but it only helps a person who knows what a king is, has experienced a king, has seen a king, and understands the great power of a king and so forth. And that is why I'm crying, he explained. Because unless a person has been in the presence of a king, or at least in the kingdom of a king, and had somewhat of a feeling of the greatness and the awe of a king, the power and so forth, even if he was not a good king, but still the power that he has, it helps us understand a little bit the greatness of Hashem. And how are we going to teach our students this aspect of Hashem, this great power and so forth, if they have never experienced a king? And Russia has lost its last king, and therefore no one will be able to experience this. So, of course, for us, it's very important. We say every single blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, blessed be Hashem, King of the Worlds. So, although none of us have probably seen a real king, but nevertheless, it's important to try to imagine the different stories that we hear and so forth, what a king is, and therefore to try to understand the greatness of Hashem as a king. Hashem is, of course, much, much more than that. But one of the things that we can use to describe him is a king. And this idea of Hashem being our king is really the beginning and the root and the source of our service of Hashem. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day.